State officials gave the company, Virginia-based Maximus, until the 1st of June to meet the performance standards in its contract. That didn't happen, so now they're considering how much to assess in damages and what safeguards to build into a new contract. Safeguards to prevent the kind of massive backlogs that in recent years delayed health care for thousands of low-income, elderly, and disabled Kansans. Those problems and others have made CanCare an issue in the governor's race. Governor Jeff Collier, the program's architect, says it has dramatically slowed the growth of Medicaid costs. Still, all the Democrats in the race have pledged to either scrap CanCare or dramatically reform it. So has former Senator Jim Barnett, one of Collier's rivals for the Republican nomination. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.